this morning with something on my mind.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week. In our next segment, we talk with world-renowned energy expert Dr. Lauren Scott. Dr. Lauren Scott is president of Lauren Scott & Associates out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I've been able to pull that off. That's why we're starting to see the price of oil go up some. But there's always this question, and I've seen, for example, Merrill Lynch putting out a report yesterday or today that they think because of these agreements to reduce production by OPEC and by some non-OPEC nations, you might see the price of oil get up to 70. Well, let me tell you, 70 would be great for North Dakota. Because I think y'all have now got your break-even price down to about $35 to $38 a barrel there in the Bakken play. And so 70 would be wonderful for you folks. Of course, the downside of this is what happens when the price gets to 70 is teeming hordes of drillers go back into North Dakota. They go back into the Neobar in Colorado and the Permian Basin in West Texas. And they start drilling again, and their production will start to offset these cuts, and you're going to see the price start to come down again. It's going to be an interesting year to watch as this goes forward.
Final question, you're wrapping up with Lauren Scott, Dr. Lauren Scott, and more about oil prices in general. You know, you look at the 90s, I want to say 8 or 9 of those years were low oil prices. You know, we entered low oil prices a couple years ago, and, you know, there's really more indication that we might have a few more years of low oil prices. It could just, it could spike up, who knows, but the idea of the Fed moving rates up, I'm hearing things like that. I'm hearing Trump presidency. What do you see out there that could actually impact the oil prices so we don't have another decade long of low oil prices?
Well, I think the key thing is to watch what OPEC and the key non-OPEC producing nations do. You know, OPEC used to totally control the price of oil, and they could vary, especially the Saudis, almost exclusively the Saudis, could vary the price of oil around and control it. And the reason for that is because everybody else was operating at capacity. So everybody else has produced as much as they can, then the Saudis could raise or lower their output and impact what the price of oil was going to be. That's the way it used to work. It used to be great for the Saudis. That's one of the ways they got the price up to 100 or so. But when the shale plays were developed, well, they figured out how to get oil out of the Bakken play, which then led to getting oil out of the Neobarra, then led to getting oil out of the Eagle Ford and the Permian Basin. Suddenly, you've got one country who's no longer operating capacity. You got one country whose output you can't control, and that's the United States. And so now the Saudis are sitting over there and they're thinking, you know, shoot, we're going to reduce our output. We're going to get all the other member nations to vote back, except the three, to reduce their output. We're going to get Russia, Mexico, Africa, China to reduce their output. And that's going to help get the price up for a while. But as soon as that dead-gum price goes up, those crazy Americans are going to go out and start drilling again and put their output's going to maybe totally offset our cuts. And then what have we gained? You know, we haven't gained a thing. Probably to go back down again. So it's a very different oil market today than it was back in the 90s. It's totally different. I don't think the price is going to go down and stay down in the 20s, and low 30s again. I don't think that's going to happen. But I don't really think it's going to go back to 100 either. Matter of fact, I just don't think it. I'm not even sure that a price of 70 is sustainable, because when the price goes to 70, you're going to see, again, teeming hordes go into the shale plays in the United States, produce a lot more oil, causing the price to drip back down.
Do you see interest rates affecting it all? We've been at record low interest rates for 5, 6, 7, 10 years. I mean, if the Fed's increase at a quarter point or a full point or something like that, would that have any impact at all on the energy industry?
I don't think, really. Number one, I don't think there's no one that I've seen, or no analysis that I've seen at the Fed indicates you're going to raise rates a full point. I think they may raise it by a quarter of a point, over maybe as much as a half to three quarters of a point over the next year. But, you know, interest rates are still remarkably low. And I don't think rate increases of that order of magnitude are going to have any impact on the oil and gas side. The thing that's going to drive the oil and gas side, the thing that's going to drive what happens in the Bakken play is, number one, the price of oil, and number two, the ability of the people who operate in the Bakken play to get their costs down so that they can drill and make money. Those are the two key things. The interest rate is a relatively minor player, I think. It's going to be a relatively minor player, certainly over the next couple of years.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dr. Lauren Scott or to listen to other energy expert features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio.
And there was a drinking, she started.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
Music
on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp.
Now wake in the morning, Georgia's all I see. And she's smiling back.
Let's take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. But more importantly, the Davis Refinery is going to provide jobs, hiring locals first, as well as those who have served our military. After construction, the Davis Refinery is going to employ 200 permanent jobs in Belfield, North Dakota. Studies show that those 200 permanent jobs will have a social impact and a ripple for 2,500 jobs. That's the Davis Refinery and the Meridian Energy Group, powering a working North Dakota. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we hear from U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp.
You know, I've known Rex Tillerson for quite a few years, obviously North Dakota being the second largest oil-producing state in the country. We've had a chance to work with and to meet Rex Tillerson before, but not in the context of his kind of global and world vision. So we had an excellent conversation, I think. We talked a little bit about how he sees deploying sanctions, how he sees doing things that will help improve our national security using soft power, and then looking at not just the trouble spots right now in the country, but what are in the world, but what are we going to do in the South China Sea, which I'm very concerned about and what we're going to do certainly in this hemisphere. So we could have probably talked for another hour, but it was a wonderful opportunity to get to know his worldview with him wearing a different hat than the president of ExxonMobil.
To listen to the full-length interview or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
I built this boat to float.
The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. For more information, call Les Borsheim at 701-290-7061. That's 701-290-7061. That's the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off happening Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.